Do you know about poison? Do you know about the study of poisons? Is it a part of the subject pharmacology? What could be a totally opposite branch? Well, answers to all these queries and these questions popping up in your mind will be given in today's episode. So let's get started. Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best, simplified, basic tips and strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts better and crystal clear. If you really find and there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. As I've told you, in today's episode, I will tell you about the major areas of study under the subject pharmacology. Well, before jumping on to the basic branches again, because we have discussed few of them before also, let me tell you a brief idea of how the chemical action occurs. Now, chemical action takes place at two main areas. It can occur at an individual level. It can occur at an environmental level. Who is the individual here I'm talking about? Well, surely it's the patient. Therapeutic effects are seen at target tissues, and sometimes some of the effects are seen at the unwanted organs which are not involved also. And there they are not producing any therapeutic effect. What are they producing? They are producing a sort of a toxic effect. And similarly, in the environment, the effects are seen on some of the organisms and they are spread further via the food chain. Now, coming back to the individual aspect, when we are talking about the toxic effects in the individual or the patient, what is this branch referred to as? Yes, because it is a branch involving the drugs, it is a part of pharmacology, and it is known as medical pharmacology and toxicology. While the knowledge of environmental toxicology, that is the other one, it gives idea of all the organisms, their survival, how do they survive as a variety of animal groups and different animal species. Yes, you guessed it right. What I want to infer from all these is the definition of toxicology. Now, toxicology is very simply describing you all about it. It is the science of poisons. Nothing can be a simpler explanation than this one. But we have to extend our discussion further. It is the branch of pharmacology dealing with the unwanted, undesirable effects, and to be more specific, toxic or poisonous effects of drugs, chemicals, and the chemicals can belong to the household, industry, environmental pollution, agricultural area. Sometimes these chemicals can be homicidal also. Now, the branch covers other aspects. Not only it covers the study of poisons and what are their effects, it is covering other important aspects related, like the poison detection, prevention, and also the cure of the poisoning. Symptoms, signs, adverse effects of these chemicals, they are also considered in this particular branch. Or should I tell you one very wonderful thing about the poisons? Actually, it's a good quote also. You might have read it. Definitely, you might have read it. It's the dose that decides whether a substance or a drug is a poison or a medicine. Many drugs in large doses, they act like poison. Well, it can be said about, say, a very day-to-day drug, something about aspirin. In low doses, it inhibits the thromboxin A2 and it is showing an anticoagulant effect, while in high doses, it leads to ulcer formation and bleeding, and this bleeding can be fatal also. So it is the dose of the drug that is the most important thing that decides whether it is therapeutic or poisonous in nature. Got this particular aspect? Very good. Now, since we are quoting so many things, I also want to quote a basic difference between the toxicology and pharmacotherapeutics. The basic difference between toxicology and pharmacotherapeutics is the end result. And what is the difference? The end result in toxicology is the harm, while it is benefit in the latter. Let's bend our topic from toxicology to something positive, something like pharmacotherapeutics. Well, what is pharmacotherapeutics? It's nothing but therapeutically, clinically applying the knowledge of pharmacology, and this knowledge includes both and something more than the pharmacokinetics and the pharmacodynamics aspect of the drugs. Includes vastly the knowledge of the disease along with the knowledge of the drug. And what is the goal of pharmacotherapeutics? Well, the final goal is the relief, the cure, absence or mitigation of the disease, the signs and symptoms. So let's summarize in point-wise manner what does it all include. First of all, it includes the knowledge and the use of drugs for the diagnosis, prevention and cure. Secondly, it also covers the signs and symptoms and the staging of the disease and the extent of the spread of the disease. Next point, it covers the mode of selection of the accurate and the right amount or dose of the drug, the form or the dosage of the drug, and also the time duration of the treatment that is offered. So it is such a vast area of study. And lastly, it also considers the patient compliance and specific features of the patient. All in all, the drugs are used in the best possible form for the ultimate benefit of the patient. So, from toxicology, finally, the change of statement and mind of state to pharmacotherapeutics was really relieving to talk to all of you. And I'm sure it was relieving to your ears too. Oh, with such a happy, good, positive note and idea, and bringing for all of you more of information about other branches and divisions of the subject, the time has come finally to say bye-bye. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, please visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about the medical sciences, drug information, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, Is Pharmacology Difficult? If you are listening for the first time, do follow me here, whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.